think the first day of the trial went very well. The investigators already enrolled 9 persons that have already been inoculated. We were able to explain to the ignorant people what are the benefits of the trial, that the trial vaccine cannot give you Ebola. It is intended to provide lasting solution. Liberia is making history among nations in the world that if this vaccine is efficacious and effective, we can find a lasting solution of prevention for the Ebola virus disease that struck the region, both Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone, on a very unprecedented level.
So is your government impressed by the number of people who turn out to be vaccinated, because there have been fears that they have been used as guinea pigs?
The thing is, we have to provide more information to our population, which is what we're doing right now. This is a new phenomenon to try vaccine, especially when an outbreak is already ongoing. And so the speculation and the skepticism of the population is reasonable. But what we need to do is to provide additional information to them, what the vaccine is about, and give them all of the information that is needed. And so we are doing this. The fact that we had a number of persons that turned up, took the vaccine, and even spoke to radio, local radio station today, about their own experience about the first inoculation at the Redemption Hospital, which has a state-of-the-art laboratory equipment to carry on this vaccine trial. And so what we hope for is that everything should go well so that Liberia can enter the public health global community to show that, yes, this is a place that will find a lasting solution for Ebola, because prevention is better than cure, and having a vaccine for Ebola is highly critical for the world.
Does your government or the Ministry of Health or the Liberian government, is there a particular target number of people that you hope to give this experimental vaccine?
This is the first site that we started, and this site is expected to inoculate 600 people, and then find additional sites in Monrovia and outside of Monrovia as the situation dictates, to get about 27,000 people. But with the very decrease and decline number of the Ebola virus disease in Liberia, I know we will work with our partners and other countries in the region